It's July, but the lifts are running as Sunlight Mountain Resort hosts its second Total Archery Challenge, or TAC. Archers with futuristic compound bows, complete with pulleys and adjustable sights, browse vendors and warm up on a field of plastic animals before hiking up to where mountain manager Mike Bomley waits to send them all the way to the top.
We're going to do over a couple thousand archers this weekend, and they're going to the top of our hill and shooting various 3D targets on five different courses down the hill. And we're drawing people from all over the place.
Low left that time?
Yes.
Jacob Rarick of Loveland has been to similar events in North Dakota and Utah, so he likes having an event closer to home.
This is amazing. The people and the vendors and the mountain is just fun to shoot. It's good practice for hunting season, but it's family. Like, we come out with the girls and my wife and coworkers and just have a blast.
His 9-year-old daughter Natalie is enjoying her first time at TAC.
I like when I shoot the animal really fast, and I actually end up killing it. So
you don't have to wait for next year to see sunlight in the summer. Marketing and sales director Travis Baptiste and the rest of the staff are working hard to host more summer events, including private parties, weddings, memorials, and big public events.
We have the Sunlight Showdown coming up on the 17th and 18th of July, and that's a mountain bike race on Saturday, and then that's a running race on Sunday.
Okay.
And the winner of those, best combined male, best combined female, gets a free season pass to Sunlight, plus a bunch of other great prizes out there. So
that same weekend, TAC moves to Big Sky, Montana.
Hard to say.
Yeah. Oh,
woo! So close.
Is it that hard?
Jacob Rarick, the father from Loveland, would love to see more people get involved in archery.
I'd encourage anybody that wants to try shooting a bow or coming and just doing it.
For Acadian K, I'm Will Grandbois.